Welcome. I just want to say, this meditation stuff is so powerful. It really works. This morning, I had a very difficult moment, and all these years of meditation carried me through it beautifully. Remember, when you sit and meditate, it's nice to have the peace and relaxation for these 15, 16 minutes that you and I share together. But it's really powerful when you're in the thick of life and you're able to apply your meditation. So let me explain. Part of my daughter's healing protocol is to take steroids. And steroids cause intense spasms, impossible emotional outbursts. This morning, my wife and I wanted to wean my daughter off of TV. She's been watching too much TV. So we told her no TV. She did not like it. She got really pissed. They say three is crazier than two. You know, you hear the terrible twos, but then the threenager stage is worse than terrible twos. Try a threenager on steroids. I had to tell her no. And she was screaming and scratching me and crying, and it was so intense. But these other parents who have gotten their kids through leukemia have said this happens. It's part of the process. The spasms do go away, but they are intense. And my daughter would not let me put her down, so I had to ride it out with her. And I just closed my eyes and I got into the meditation zone. It was different than getting into the meditation zone in the peace and quiet of this moment that you and I share together. But I was grateful to know the zone existed and that I knew how to get there. And from that place, I told my daughter I loved her, and she continued to hoot and howl and scream. I mean, this was a raging storm of emotion, and we were in it together. And eventually, like 15 impossibly difficult minutes later, she started to calm down. We got through it without needing TV, and we got to painting together, which was really nice. But man, oh man, I was emotionally exhausted. And this is my life right now. And my wife had her own moment like this with my daughter just a little while later. And my wife and I said to each other, this is so intense, but we're stronger than this, and we will get through it. It requires us needing to dig deeper than we knew possible every single day. It's a test of our nerves, a test of our love and loyalty, a test of commitment to what's really important in life. I mean, I had no clue my wife was this strong, and I did not realize I was this strong, but we're in it and we're doing it. And these storms, they come every day, but they do subside, and there is a beautiful peace in the aftermath. And I share this with you because I want to remind you, and maybe you already know this, you are much stronger than you think, and you can handle way more than you think you can. We just have to make that choice. When my daughter was crying and screaming in my arms this morning, there was a part of me that also wanted to cry and scream, because why is this happening? How is this fair? What did we do wrong? I could have chosen to fall apart in that moment. But I made another choice. Instead of what did we do wrong, let me show my daughter what I will do right. And together we will find the calmness and the love. We will navigate this storm and this moment. We're not the only people in the world right now going through tough stuff. But maybe we can learn to get through it with grace and courage, and in the process inspire another to do the same. There's a great quote by a 17th century Japanese poet. My barn having burned down, I can now see the moon. If you're listening and you have something going on right now that is knocking you down a notch, can you join me and my family and rise back up? A great English leader said, you may have to fight a battle more than once to win it. This won't be my last difficult moment I'll share with you. And it won't be the last time I'll tell you about a difficult moment that was turned into a victorious one. Today, can you turn what might be an ordinary meditation into a victory that you get to enjoy right now? That you have so many freedoms and blessings? That you can awaken somebody else to this truth? Take a moment to get more comfortable. Settle in. Relax. The mantra I kept repeating to myself during this difficult moment this morning: let it come, let it go. Each breath, let it come, let it go. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Let it come, let it go. Each breath, let it come, let it go. Thank you. If your attention wandered, let it come. Let it go. Coming back to the moment. This meditation stuff, it really works, especially when life is difficult. And those difficult moments, they present a choice. I could have chosen to fall apart this morning. I went in another direction. Let me show my daughter what I will do right. Together, we will find the calmness and the love and navigate this storm and this moment. We're not the only people in the world going through tough stuff right now, but maybe we can learn to get through it with grace and courage and in the process, inspire another to do the same. Let it come. Let it go. See you tomorrow. Peace.